Yes, there's power in his name. Wherever you are, there's power in the name of Jesus. Come on and just begin to praise him. Just begin to thank God for another day, another morning, another Monday. Someone else did not get this blessing. Someone else did not get this privilege. Someone else did not get this opportunity, but God has given it unto you. Come on and just begin to tell him thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Just begin to invite his presence into your atmosphere. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of your everyday life to glory, empowerment, and success through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Whatever you need, God's got it. He cares about you. And everything that you are going through, God has answer in his word. And I welcome you to Daily Fire. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. This is fire! This is fire! Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise. For today's teaching, we are in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 through 49. Again, we're in the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 through 49. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I am live here on Daily Fire, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from the broadcast page of my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, make sure you don't miss this fresh word. This is your spiritual exercise, your daily multivitamin. It's like MasterCard. You don't leave home without it by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday and available for you to listen to at any time throughout the day, as well as to bless someone else's soul by forwarding the text. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, DS in daily, FS in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text that includes today's powerful teaching. By now, and if you are unable to write that, all of that information, as well as everything else you need to know, it's on my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. By now, you should have that word ready. Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 through 49, reading from the KJV. Now, his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, talking about Jesus here, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Last two verses. And when they saw him, they were amazed, meaning his parents. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And listen to this answer. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? Glory. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is God has work for you to do. God has work for you to do. You see, so many of us are very good at sitting down on the pews, being Monday morning quarterbacks about what the pastor ought to have done, what the pastor ought to have said, how the church should have run this particular thing, what the leader of the organization should have done when he had the opportunity. We are very good at critiquing everyone else's life and everyone else's work, everyone else's gifting, and everyone else's talents. We are good at critiquing everyone else's business and everyone else's marriage. We are good at judging everyone else's salvation and everyone else's life, and that's because you have nothing that you're doing yourself. Oh, isn't this a good word? You see, when you've never been married, it is easy to critique and judge what everybody else did and the decisions they made as to how they handled their marriage. When you've never been in relationship, it's easy to say what you would do in every situation and what you would and would not accept. When you've never led an organization, never been called into ministry, when you've never taught anyone anything, never dedicated any time, never volunteered anywhere, never started a business, it is easy for you, glory, oh knowledgeless one, to judge how everybody else and everything should be done. But we learned here that even Jesus understood, and he was the Savior, that God had work for him to do. You see, God is not a purposeless God. If he allowed you to be here, he had work for you to do. All of us are members of one body, and we all have a role to play. I can't be the eyes, ears, nose, mouth, tongue, feet. You can't be the eyes, ears, nose, mouth, tongue, and feet. But I can be the eyes, and you can be the ears. Someone else can be the nose, and another can be the tongue and mouth. Someone else can be the feet. Do you understand? And I taught you this a few weeks ago, how the Bible took us in Corinthians to the fact that there is only one body. Glory. Isn't this a good word? There's only one body. And all of the members, when they're fitly joined together, produce the desired benefits of what the body needs to do. It is the same way in life. Jesus asked his parents, Why were you looking for me? Did you forget, in other words, that I am the Christ? That I am the Savior? Mother, did you forget how the angel came to you before I was even born and told you that you were carrying me, that I am the Son of Christ? Me being in the flesh does not change the fact that God has anointing on me, Mother and Father. Glory. I had to be about my father's business because I'd reach the age of accountability. God had work for me to do. It is the same for you today. God has work for you to do. What is your place in the body of Christ? I taught you about this a few weeks ago. If you missed those teachings, go to my ministry website, rossi.org, on the broadcast page, and you can see multiple teachings from last week and the week before. What are you doing to further the kingdom of Christ? Are you operating in your ministry or operating in your calling? Do you give tithe and offering? Do you witness to souls? Are you an intercessor, a prayer warrior? Are you teaching the word of Christ? Are you standing for God? Is your life evidencing Christ? God has work for you to do. What are you doing in your own home to bring about the peace and reconciliation of Christ? Are you witnessing to those in your own home? Even if they don't do everything you said, the Bible says some of us plant and others water. But the increase comes from God. In other words, the life that you're living and the word that you're teaching, it will not fall on bad ground. A seed is being planted. What are you doing for the body and the kingdom of Christ? What are you doing about social injustice? What are you doing about racism? What are you doing about abuse and domestic violence? What are you doing about the animals? What are you doing about policy making? What are you doing about anything, Lord, except complaining and judging others? God has work for you to do. Even in this lockdown, you could still be witnessing to someone else, still encouraging someone else, still providing groceries, still praying. There is something you can do. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29:11, isn't this good word? Just come on and say, this is good word on Daily Fire. Come on, the lines are muted. For those of you tuned in live, no one can hear you. Just say, this is good word on Daily Fire. In the book of Jeremiah 29, verse 11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God has plans for you. God has work for you to do. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5, the Bible says that before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations before you were even born, before your parents even thought of giving you a name. God had already ordained your gifting, ordained your talent. He had already placed the call on your life. This is how you can see people who are raised in church go out and get involved in secular things, but the anointing of God remains strong on them. Before you were even born. Yet you listening right now, God had work for you to do. God has work for me to do. And I have to stand strong in the advocacy of my faith and my race and my profession. Those are the areas where I practice, and I stand strong. I can't worry about who likes me. I can't worry about if I'm popular. God has work for me to do, and I am unapologetically a warrior in my calling, a warrior for the kingdom of Christ. What are you a warrior for? What do you advocate about? Who do you stand strong for? Regardless of popularity or unpopularity, regardless of if you get likes or not on Facebook or social media, God has work for you to do. Will you answer the call? Oh, we got to get ready to go into prayer. Will you answer the call? Hallelujah. Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. Come on and worship God as we go into prayer. Invite him, invite him, invite him even more into your atmosphere. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we say thank you. Oh, God, we say thank you, Jesus. For another day in life, we say thank you, God. For being in our right minds, we say thank you. For all that you've done, all that you're doing right now, and all that you will do, we say, thank you, Lord. You've been good, God. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And Father, we don't deserve your love and grace and mercy. So we say, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I come lifting up the people listening right now, and those who will listen later, who have not been operating in their purpose or calling. They've not been about the father's business, but they've been caught up in gossiping and criticizing and judging and backsliding. They've been caught up, Father, in the world's agenda and worrying about what people think. I lift them up, Lord, that you would strengthen them and remind them that they must be about the father's business. You ordained every one of us. You've anointed every one of us. You've called every one of us to get to work, to wake up from sleep, to operate in our calling, to further the kingdom of God. Oh, Lord, help us, God, to be about our Father's business. Now, Lord, I come praying for our world and our nation. I come praying for our leaders. I don't care what political party they're in. I pray for our leaders, God. Give them wisdom, oh Lord. Give them wisdom on how to deal with this pandemic, Father. I pray for everyone who's in need, everyone who's in lack, those who have lost jobs, those who have had reduced hours, those who are looking at losing their homes. Father, I come praying for those who don't have food. Come in, Lord, hallelujah, and work it out. Work it out. For marriages that are disintegrating, work it out. For families, Father, that are in shambles, work it out. Father, for neighborhoods and for people who are dealing with racial justice and injustice and racism over there in Georgia, with Ahmaud, work it out. Father, for the pastors who are still trying to preach this gospel in a world that is anti-Christian, work it out, God. For those who are despondent and depressed, who can't see their way, work it out, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we believe it, and we count it done, and we say it's done, Lord. We say it's done, Lord. Everything I need is done, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you and amen. Come on and tell God hallelujah. Come on and tell him thank you. Oh, come on and tell him thank you. Just begin to worship him. As I do the altar call, and then we will end with our tithes. And I have a special song for you today we're going to end with. For those of you who are saved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have not been operating in your calling, you haven't been doing what God told you to do. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent of my slothfulness. I repent of my procrastination. I repent of not being about my Father's business. And Lord, I ask forgiveness. I ask you, Father, to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, I receive it. In Jesus' name, I confess it. In Jesus' name, I am victorious. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure that you are spending time with God daily. That is how you stay saved, including being here with me Monday through Friday live at 7 a.m. or follow by texting DS to 33222 so that you can receive the recording via text at 8 a.m. Eastern. Now, our topic for today is God has work for you to do. Your task for today is to find your place in the kingdom. If you don't know how, go back to those teachings on the broadcast page of rossi.org and get to work. Everybody has something to do in the earth realm that furthers the kingdom of God in the spiritual realm. Get to work. And don't forget, on Wednesdays, I'm live at 9 p.m. Eastern on Facebook for our Real Talk Bible study. Oh, you want to tune in for that. If you think I get real here, ooh, wait till you have to deal with me there. And because it's live on Facebook, you can actually ask questions, and I'll take your questions and give answers. All right, today we're going to end with a special song, having had Mother's Day on yesterday. This is a tribute to all mothers. This was written by Cheshire, the artist Cheshire, who was actually my son, Joe. And it touched me so much yesterday. He wrote it to me for Mother's Day. So I'm in turn going to give this tribute to all of you. Words to my mother. And you can also find it on musicbycheshire.com. It is free so that you can share it, download it, and listen to it and share it with your mother. But if your mother is not alive, then think on your mother as you share it, or share it with another mother. Let them know that their words and their teachings have not been in vain. Words to My Mother by Cheshire.
My mama said she got a lot from me. Remember, she used to shop for me. Never focus on quantity or quality. She talked to me. Remember what God did for you. 10% tithes and offerings. Remember all the struggles to put the gifts under trees. Everything that it meant to you, it meant to me. She said, blood is thicker than water. And even though we may fight, we are family regardless. And though lying is free, it still pays to be honest. And every gift is thoughtful. From video game consoles to boxes of old clothes. Drive around potholes and don't put your hand on a hot stove. Remember, stand tall like a silo. Never put your heart in the follows. Slip up a lip, but tell me your sorrows. I'm listening. In the end, it's about conditioning. I'm trying to position you for the greatness I envision. My mama said, money doesn't grow on trees. And if you do as I say, yours will be taller than me. Treat your friends like your family, cause in the day that you're down, they might just come in handy. Eat all the food at the table. There was a time it was empty, so now we eat when we're able. Make your bed every morning, even though you will sleep again. To teach you consistency, pride, and discipline. And don't follow a crowd, because the sea can't lift the fish. You should be alive if everyone jumps off a cliff. She said, I thank the Lord for you. I get my greatest joy from you. From your conception, every day I gave my all for you. My only goal for you is to be a better me, a better yet, for you to be happy. If you do that for me, I'll gladly put all the nagging. Supporting me from up under, being my third shoulder and watching over me as I grow older.